This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, a Joy 94.9 podcast. This podcast was made possible with support from the Community Broadcasting Foundation. To support the production of content like this, donate at cbf.com.au.
Shelley Argent, OAM, is recognized as one of the most successful educators, advocates, and lobbyists for the rights of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people in Australia. Her book, Just a Mum, chronicles her decades of tireless work that culminated with marriage equality in 2017. The Informer's Nicholas Kemeniar-Sandry asked Shelley about the life of activism that went into this book.
What it is I just always called myself a mum, and I'm just a mum. And the reason that I've named the book Just a Mum is because one day Graeme Innes, a human rights commissioner, was on the radio being interviewed about the marriage equality when it first started and all the issues. And he was talking about me, and he said I was just a mother from the suburbs, which he meant as a compliment. And I thought, oh, that's really good, because that's how I've always seen myself. And the reason that I got involved with activism is because when my son, James, came out in 1995 here in Queensland, the only right that he had was to be gay. And I thought, that is just not right, that one day you can have all the rights, and then the next day, just because you disclose you have a different sexual orientation to the majority, that you suddenly lose all those rights. And so what I did was, when I was in the middle of doing a degree, and when I finished the degree, I then went to volunteer at the AIDS Council here in Brisbane with the intention of starting a parent support group. And it's like a lot of things just mushroom. And because I'm a person that I always say, you know, the more you do, the more you see there is to do. And so then the activism just sort of started. And the first time I got involved with activism was about gaining de facto rights here in Queensland. And I thought that was amazing. Well, now, of course, we know that that's nothing, but it was at the time. And so I've now sort of moved into the federal politics with the economic equality, marriage equality, and now I'm getting busy with the religious freedom. And so to me, it's just something that a parent does is, you know, I think also too, sometimes you stand beside your child, sometimes behind. And I think when it comes to rights, I think it's a time when you stand in front.
Can you tell us about sort of what's gone into this book and what it's about?
Well, I've written the book because a lot of people, mainly parents, have always said to me, oh, I couldn't do what you do, as if I had a special talent. And of course I don't. And I don't have, in my mind, I don't have any special qualities at all that, and I mean, when I started, I mean, I was really like in the dark. I had no idea what I was supposed to be doing or how I was supposed to be doing it. I was just having a go. And of course, asking a lot of questions, doing a lot of research. And again, it's, and I think too, that the reason that I wrote the book is because I believe sometimes what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And through my life, I've had an awful lot of things and issues and things where I really had to stand up. Otherwise, I had a choice of sinking or swimming, and I decided to swim. And so it's basically talking about my life and the simple and probably dysfunctional early life that I had that I think has given me the strength to stand up and do what I think is right, and to take me where I have. And I mean, I always laugh too and say that my mother, she was special, but she was special for all the wrong reasons. And the one thing that she taught me, and it was not her intention, but it was like I decided that if I could not be afraid of her and if I could stand up to her, I could stand up to anybody. And there are times when I have just been absolutely terrified when I've either been speaking at inquiries or with the politicians or different ones over different issues. And I recall that I have been so nervous at times that I've sat on my hands so that they couldn't see them shaking. But I always made sure that I looked them in the eye and that I was confident with what I was saying. Because my logic was, if I could be intimidated and shut down, that did not help James. And so I just had to stay strong and I had to keep going because I didn't want anybody putting me down or intimidating me, because then that lessened the impact I have.
Is the book meant to show people that you don't need any special talents to have that kind of influence and change the world
That's
for the better?
Right. Exactly. And it's one of those books where I'm hoping that people will realise that you don't have to be special. You just need determination and you need to be confident in yourself that you can achieve and never give up. Because it doesn't, you know, it's just silly. People think, oh, this is too hard, I can't do it. Well, yes, you can.
One of the things you mentioned is that you're now working on the religious freedom issue that is going on in Australia. What's your take and what do you think needs to be done on this issue?
First of all, they need to stop worrying about protecting the Christians. I think they need to be more concerned about protecting the LGBT. And it was like one day I was at an inquiry and it was Senator Fawcett, he was the chairperson, and he was carrying on about, oh, we need to protect the Christians from the gays, as he put it. And I said, well, that's all very well, but who's going to protect the gays from the Christians? And I said, you know, Christians don't suffer anxiety and consider suicide, but the LGBT people do because of the stress and the anxiety that goes on with all these issues when they're debated. The thing is, too, that makes me really cross is this was the ACL's plan B, because if they lost the postal survey, which they did, they then had their plan B, which is getting the Religious Freedom Act or the Religious Discrimination Commission going. And to me, it's like the loser is picking the prize for the winner. And I just think the whole thing is wrong. I mean, we absolutely should they have religious freedom. No one disputes that, but they should not have religious privilege. And also, too, are they going to be encouraging the Muslim culture, you know, with their Islam and all this other? No, I doubt it. I mean, because, you know, that's the fear and the scaremongering there. And I smile to myself too, because even recently Scott Morrison was at a Hillsong conference. I mean, are you kidding me? The fellow that runs Hillsong is likely to be up on charges because he was protecting his father, who was the previous pastor, who had been molesting children. I mean, really? That just does not wash with me.
What other issues can you see or would you like to focus on in the future with regards to this? Do you think you're going to be, you know, sticking with the LGBT activism?
The thing is, I'm getting to a point where I personally don't think I can achieve much more. I'm still involved in Brisbane with the police, you know, working with the LGBT, and I'm still involved with the schools and the anti-bullying such. So I am involved with that, but I think it's almost time for me, and I'm getting old anyway, I think it's time for me to sort of step back and let others pick up the reins, because to me, LGBT rights are a little bit like women's rights, is always going to be something. And so I think it's time for others to do that, and especially who understand it much better than I do. And then even besides LGBT rights, I'm really interested in Indigenous rights and education and, you know, the difference between having the treaty or the constitution, having them included in the constitution, all that sort of stuff. And I'm still learning, but I'm very interested. because I think, again, they're another marginalised group that have not been treated well or fairly by this country.
That was Shelley Arjun speaking to Informer reporter Nicholas Kemeniar-Sandry. Her new book is called Just a Mum, and we'd encourage you to pick it up in a bookstore near you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.